little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Podcaster shares the secret lie that, quote, all men tell in relationships. This is a young fella on the podcasting.
He's a podcaster?
Yeah.
Would he be?
He's wearing a hood and he's a young fella.
Like, that's what young people do.
I'd say he's only in his 20s. What's his name? Jake Craig. Have you heard of Jake Craig?
No.
When it comes to podcasts,
yeah,
there's only one podcaster that I know of.
Is it Jake's?
What?
Is it Jake's?
Vogue Williams.
Oh, right.
Vogue Williams and that other girl is on with her. That's the only podcast I've ever heard of. And Pat Kenny.
Does he podcast?
Pat Podcast. It's called The Patcast. That's Jet. This is not from Pat Kenny. This is Jake Craig, right? He's the host of the Relatables podcast with Ottie Clark. Have you heard of any of these people?
Ottie Clark.
I don't know why
that's
Jake
not a real
or
person.
Ottie are making... Ottie sounds like a made-up name. He believes there's a universal truth in every relationship and he's shared it and it's caused consternation online. There's a universal truth in every relationship.
Mm.
According to him, men lie about a specific thing. Do you know what? Do you want to guess it or will we just do it?
I could have a bash before you... Okay.
Guys, he's going to have a bash.
Now,
what is it that men lie about when it comes to relationships?
Now, I'm putting these out as theoretical situations, okay? I'm not taking ownership of any of these lies.
Well, there's kind of the stereotypical stuff. You could just guess what the stereotypes are about men when it comes to our view or our outlook on relationships.
Okay. Some of the classics would be, yes, you do look good in that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking to speed up shopping.
More specifically about the relationships.
Oh, okay.
About relationships themselves.
One would be, you are the best looking person I've ever been in a relationship with.
Right, okay, yeah.
Also, I like your friends or I like your family. They're interchangeable. Again, these are I'm throwing these out there. These have nothing to do with me. Don't look at me like that.
I love your friends. I was dying to meet them. I was dying to meet your friends.
I was so pleased to meet them.
I think we got on really well. I think me and your dad got on really well.
We should do it again sometime.
Sometime, leaving that open-ended.
Yeah.
And non-committal.
Or I might often say, I'm thinking about nothing. And if she says, oh no, you must be thinking about something. Maybe I am thinking about something, but I don't want to talk about or mention what that thing is because I don't want to talk about it. I just want to think about it. I don't necessarily want to talk about it. Do you know what I mean?
No, I have.
Because often men say, oh no, there's nothing going on in your head. I'm just sitting here thinking about nothing.
What are you thinking about? Nothing. Well, in my case, it's usually, she'd never ask that because it is usually nothing.
Right.
It's like, so what are you thinking about? Nothing.
Well, sometimes I might say nothing, even if it is something, but I just don't want to talk about that.
And what would something be?
It could be anything.
But is it something you don't want to talk about because it's going to cause you to break up, or is it
Jesus?
Or is it something that you just—it's not interesting. It's like
it'd be almost too much effort to talk about it when it's not that interesting. Yeah,
I've had lots of those conversations where it's like, oh, we've just spent like 20 minutes talking about this now, and there was no point in even start. Actually, much of my broadcasting career has been those types of conversations. We've been doing this for so long now, we might as well we just play Kylie Minogue and just leave it at that.
I'm guessing any of my suggestions haven't been mentioned by Ottie or Craig.
No, Ottie says there is a lie that men tell when it comes to our attitudes towards marriage.
Ooh.
Marriage and getting married. Do you want to have a listen?
Go on then.
To all the ladies out there with a boyfriend that...
Oh, he's Australian. That's why we've not listened to him then. I'm guessing he's
Australian. To all the ladies out there with a boyfriend that is like always on about like, I don't want to get married and stuff like that.
Oh, so your boyfriend doesn't want to get married. So if you've got a boyfriend, he's like, I don't want to get married. Jake is here to tell us the truth.
We say that for attention, okay? We want you to say, no, but I want to marry you so bad. And then you don't see us do it, but we kind of just go like,
do you think so?
I'm putting it out there. I've got my own view, my own opinion on this. But I'll reserve and I'll say, men, what do you think? Do men or boyfriends who say, I don't want to get married, actually really, really want to get married? We just want you to come back at us and go, no, I really want to get married to you.
It's not a sign that you got a problem in the relationship.
Are we that needy?
Yeah.
Maybe Jake is just needy. That young lad Jake would want to go and mature a bit. Ask him that again in 30 years when he has lived. Any man who says that means it, says Frank.
Oh.
You say you don't want to get married, you don't want to get married. Ronan's over there, Ronan.
Raymond.
Ronan.
That lad's a twit. That's a good word, isn't it? Twit.
He's a twit.
And no, I don't want to hear your opinion either.
This is my show, so it's all about my opinions. It's opinion. This show, right?
Mm.
Opinions, nonsense,
right.
Filler,
right.
Songs, and Cash Machine. Matt's on the way next.
Ray.
Yes.
I prefer to listen to JP's opinion.
Oh. Right then, JP, let's get yours then.
I think an even more...
Love the show!
Hey!
Sorry, Ronan.
Apologies. So I think maybe if you said... It'd be even worse if you said, I do want to get married, but just not now. But you didn't mean that you wanted to get married. You didn't really want to get married at all. Or... Oh, not right now. Do we have to talk about it right now? Or maybe
you
we can push it off.
It's worse to say something like that.
I think
just
it's
to
worse
keep
to
the peace.
Yes, I think it's worse to say, yeah, I do want to get married, but we don't have to rush it if you don't really feel like you do want to get married.
Yeah, but that's a separate thing to saying you don't want to get married.
Well, what the hell
is that
supposed
just messing?
To do with that?
Is that kind of like a messy, jokey conversation? It's like, I don't want to get married.
But where does that leave a couple? Where does that leave her? Or him, whoever you're getting married to, they're just going to be thinking, oh, he said he doesn't want to get married.
I suppose it's a partnership, and you need to be clear about the parameters of where this is going whenever the conversations are being had. Jordan. He is there, Jordan.
What a load of rubbish.
Rubbish.
I'm a man. Well, I'm
are you a man? Do you want to check that live with us there, Jordan?
I'm a man.
Right.
Well, I'm nearly a man.
Right.
I'm grown up. I'm nearly there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Look, I get married, not a bother.
Okay.
But I don't go tee-hee to myself. No, no, no.
Oh, it's the tee-hee bit.
Right.
It's the at the end where he goes hee-hee at the end. By the way, I am married happily to a lovely person who is my wife.
I've heard of her, yeah.
This has nothing to do with her, okay?
Okay.
But my own view, my learned view over my life is that if a fella, your boyfriend, says he doesn't want to get married, it probably means that he doesn't want to get married, right?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
But that doesn't mean that he's against marriage and he won't get married, right?
Right, okay.
From my perspective, I didn't and don't need to get married to be with the person I love and want to spend the rest of my life with, have kids with, have a house, be together, you know, all of the things that we think historically or generationally is marriage. You can have that without the big day, the dance, the expensive dinner and putting a ring on it. That's my view. Mm. And I think that most fellas deep down are like, honestly, I can take or leave the whole. That could be a naive sort of, because it's only my view that I think all fellas are like that. But I think we're kind of like, nah, you know, yeah, fine. But I don't need to get married. So the actual marriage thing, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't mean to just row in behind you, but I'd agree. I don't need a big special day.
I love that. He's agreeing with me now, lads. I'll write it down. 25 to 3, the 10th of January. Have you got that? Friends for over 20 years, he's finally agreeing with me. Wednesday the 10th of January, 2023. So yeah, I think broadly that would be most of our views. That is like...
But you're willing to make the concession if she or he does want to have that big day, then surely if you want to be with that person for life, then just have the big day.
That's fine. I think maybe I'm saying something different though, because being on the fence is different to actually being against, being negative. Being negative is actually more effort and energy and like, no, I do not. I'm being against it. But I think generally it's like, yeah, whatever. Isn't that romantic? Isn't that lovely?
That's lovely.
Kate is currently digging out our wedding photos at the moment and tearing them up.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!